Good morning and welcome to Piedmont Fellowship Church on this rainy Sunday morning. And we are the third Sunday of February already. And this is also the Transfiguration Sunday, where we'll be remembering the transfiguration of Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, where he revealed himself in glory to the disciples and the prophets. So we'll go through that during the service in our sermon and also in our readings. And thank you all for joining here and also online to this worship. God has given us one more day to live in this world and one more Sunday to worship together here. Every day, every moment is a gift from God, so that we can live in this world to be a blessing, not just for ourselves but to others who are in need around us. The announcements are listed in the second page in the bulletin. If you want to follow that with me a little bit, I'll go briefly. The food bank ministry continues for your for the ministry at, in the community. Please donate in cash or in kind. And the books also will help the mission work of this church. And our third Thursday luncheon will be on this Thursday, February 19 at 1 p.m. at the Golden Corral. Please join for a time of fellowship and lunch together. Today, as I reminded you, is a Transfiguration Sunday, and the Lent season starts this coming week on the 18th, is the Ash Wednesday. That's when the Lent season starts, and then we will end up the season with Easter in April. Next Sunday, the 22nd, will be our last Sunday of the month, where we'll celebrate as the Celebration Sunday for birthdays and anniversaries and any other blessings that we celebrate during the month. We'll have lunch after service. And my wife and I will not be here this coming Sunday and the Sunday after that, the two Sundays. We are going on vacation. Pastor Tim Owens will be preaching on both of those Sundays. We'll have the lunch on next Sunday, and also the first Sunday of the month, March 1st, we'll have Holy Communion. And Reverend Tim Owens will be leading that also. And the Easter is in April 5, so I put the calendar for your information there to follow on. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the ministries of this church. By your prayers, presence, witness, and service, God loves a cheerful giver. Let us continue to do the work that God has given us in this community to do, to be a blessing, to serve as Christ's witness in this community, especially people who are in need. We accept our donations on our website also through many different electronic ways you can donate. Please use those facilities as well.
Not anymore.
Why?
I couldn't do it today.
Oh, you couldn't do it today either. Okay, I'll set it up. Yeah. Something's not right. Okay. If there are no other announcements, we will continue worshiping God together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 139 in the blue book. It's also on the screen. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Let us stand if you are able. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Glad adoration. Praise to the Lord o'er all things, so low and rustly reigning. Where's the own eagle sings, serene is keeping, maintaining. God's care enfolds all whose true good he upholds. Hast thou not known his sustaining? Praise to the Lord who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, who with his love doth befriend thee. Praise to the Lord who doth nourish thy life and restore thee, feeding thee well for the task that upraised before thee. Then to thy need God as a mother does feed, spreading the wings of grace o'er thee. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore him. All that hath life and breath come now with praises before him. Let the Amen sound from his people again, gladly forever adore him. Please be seated. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we come before your presence this morning with thanksgiving and gratitude. We come before you with hearts full of praise to adore you and worship you. Lord, you are the Lord Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, who created us to have a life in this world. Our lives are filled with many experiences like the disciples had, as we remember during Transfiguration, to reveal the glory of the resurrection to them. You revealed to us the light of your love on the mountaintop and open our hearts to the needs in the valley. Our heart's desire is to rejoice in the amazing glory of your divine presence, O God. Thank you for drawing us nearer to your presence, even on the mountains and on the valleys. May we see your glory today and worship together in truth and in spirit to adore you and worship you, O God. Open our hearts and our souls so that we can receive the power of the Spirit as we worship together. Glorify your name in our midst, O God. May your name be lifted up. The words we speak here today, the songs we sing, the prayers we make, everything will bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our greeting time now. If you are able, please stand up and greet each other in Christian love.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, I guess Yellow didn't make it today. No. I haven't heard already.
No, I
didn't.
No.
And she didn't have to stop. She's going to stand up and sing. Yeah. So we need that.
Our congregation choice today is Amazing Grace, page 378. We'll do verses 1, 2, and 6. And if you can stand, please do.
Amazing grace, precious name, that grace of faith, we are right first believe. When we've been there 10,000 years, shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. As you remain standing, we will read the psalm for responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 99, verses 1 through 9. You can follow that on the screen, or it's page 819 in the blue book. We'll do that responsively. The blue is for the congregation to responsively read with me. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim, let the earth quake. Let them praise your great and awesome name.
Holy is the Lord.
Mighty King, lover of justice, you have established equity. Extol the Lord our God, worship at his footstool.
Holy is the Lord.
Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called on his name. They cried out to the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the pillar of cloud. They kept his decrees and the statutes that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Extol the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. Surely the Lord our God is holy. Please be seated. This is our prayer time now, when we share our prayers of blessings and give thanks to God for all the blessings that we receive in our lives. And also we bring and share our prayers of burdens and concerns and share with each other and also lift them up to the throne of grace of God. And we trust in God's promise that God will answer our prayers according to his time and his will. So if you can turn with me to the back of the bulletin, we have the regular prayer items listed there at the back in those boxes. Please continue to pray for these items and people listed there in your regular prayers. Especially the ones that are highlighted need your special prayers for their healing. Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Jenny Owens, Yolanda Tong, Pam, Lou Hughes, Adam, Melissa Pilcher, Ashton, all these people are especially asking for your prayers for their healing. Pray for all those who we have been praying regularly for: Jean McBrayer, Grace Haynes, Harry Bezor, Carol Clemens, Jerry Raines. Continue to pray for them and pray that God will bring them healing and also peace for them and their families. Let us remember our service workers, our military, fire, police, many others who serve us behind the scenes, our grocery clerks, delivery people, trash workers, construction workers, farmers, you name it. Many, many people work day and night to make our lives comfortable and easy. Let us now remember that blessing, that what kind of blessing that brings to our lives. So let us remember them and their families and be thankful for their services. So also remember our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions that they will fear God and will be guided by God's wisdom when they make decisions. Let us also pray for world peace and pray for the world leaders also, that they will also fear God when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world. Let us pray for our church, that God has given us in this community to be a witness to his kingdom Let us pray that God will give us the grace to continue to do the work here faithfully with the opportunities that God has given us to do. We pray also for all the churches in this area, in coming and around, all the churches, pastors, ministers, and leaders who are working in various different ways to spread the gospel of love of Christ to this community. Let us remember them. But also pray for the world missions around the world, churches, and many, many others are working around the world in many parts of the world. Let us remember them in our prayers also. Those are the prayer requests that I wanted to share. If anybody has any special items to call out, please do so. If not, if we'll go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with a closing prayer after that. Let us pray. Merciful and gracious God, you are the source of all good things and you desire only good things for us. We come before you with gratitude and hearts full of praises for you today. We thank you for the joys and the blessings that you give us every day in our life. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection and keeping us safe through this world. We come before you with all the things that you give us in our hearts filled with gratitude and thankfulness. We come before you also with our burdens and concerns, O God. Many of us are broken in many different ways and tired, and many of us are afraid and anxious. Many of us need healing in our bodies, O God, especially the one that we have named here. We pray that your special healing hand to touch them as we pray today. Especially pray for Jeff Woodman, Sean and Amy Conway, Jenny Owens, Yolanda Tong, Pam, Lou, and Adam, and Melissa Pilcher, and Ashton. Pray for your special healing hand to touch them in whatever ways that they need healing. Many of them are broken in their hearts and their minds also, Lord. We pray for your peace to be with them and peace for their families. We also continue to pray for our dear ones, Jean and Grace and Harry, Carol and Jerry. Continue to be with them also during their time of illness and weakness in their bodies. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many, many others who serve us on a daily basis. We are thankful for their services, O God, and we pray for them and for their families and for their safety. We pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions. That we pray that you will give them the wisdom from heaven above, that they will make good decisions that will bring unity and peace to our country and prosperity. We pray for the world leaders also, that they will also fear God when they make decisions that will bring peace to this world. We pray for our church also. We thank you for this time that you have given us in this time of history to be here, to be a witness in this community. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in using the opportunities that you have given us to serve others who are in need around us, Lord. We pray for all the churches around our community, pastors and leaders and missionaries and ministers in many different ways they are serving your kingdom. We pray for the world church at large also in many different parts of the world as they are working. We pray that your special grace be upon them and the power of the Holy Spirit to empower them to preach the gospel wherever they are assigned, Lord. Be with us today, Lord. Help us to worship you together in truth and in spirit, and especially as we open our hearts to the word, we pray that you will empower with the power of your word and strengthen us, Lord, as we go from this place to be more powerful witnesses for you in the days to come wherever you place us. May your name be lifted up, young people, be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come and take up the offertory, please. Please stand for the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. The scripture says, every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings you give us. You are the source of all that we have. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything free from your open hand, O God. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us as a witness to the love that we have for you. We thank you for all those who were able to give today, and pray for those who could not give today. Bless all of them with your love, O God, and guide them in their ways every day of their lives. We thank you again for your presence here, and bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture, which is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. But Jesus came and touched them. Get up, he said, don't be afraid. When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus instructed them, Don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God and living Word, you are the Word that came into this world as flesh and blood so that we can experience the power of your Word in our lives. You gave the gift of your Word as life and spirit so that we can also be life and spirit to this world. Open our hearts, O God, so that we can receive your Word with humility and obedience. illumine our souls so that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. Help us to see your glory just like the disciples and the prophets saw you on the mountain of transfiguration. May your name be blessed and lifted up, and all of us will be blessed with the power of your word today. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our Rock and Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The story of transfiguration of Jesus Christ is described in all the synoptic gospels. The first three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are called synoptic gospels because they have some timelines of Jesus' ministry. Gospel of John is a little different, and you can read that. It's a little different. It does not have any timelines. It gives us a whole different picture about the ministry of Jesus, more than who Jesus was. The transfiguration is a foretaste of the glory of the resurrection. And as you heard that I read today, that as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus told them that don't tell anyone what you have seen until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. And that's very important to me when I looked at and read that verse. Why were they not allowed to tell anybody about the transfiguration until after the resurrection of Jesus Christ? The story of transfiguration is a very interesting story. It is very important for the Christian faith and also in our Christian calendar. We just finished the Epiphany season that I explained to you. After Christmas, the Epiphany starts with the visit of the wise men from the East. And that's called Epiphany, that particular occasion of the visit of the Magi. We call it Epiphany, or the meaning of that word is revelation. Revelation of God, not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles of the East and all over the world, people who did not have any Jewish heritage. The gift of eternal life is not just for a group of people, but it is to everyone who believes in Jesus Christ. So that is Epiphany. And the last few Sundays we thought about what Epiphanies are and the Epiphany Sundays. And today is Transfiguration Sunday. It's also another word in theology called Theophany. Theophany means revelation of God's glory to his people. And that's what happened to the disciples in the Transfiguration Mountain. When they went up to the mountain with Jesus, they saw the glorious Jesus, unlike they have seen him in human body. And this is called Theophany. And then the Theophany also has two parts. That one is about the declaration of God's witness. He said, God's voice came from the cloud. We read that. This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. And you can remember the same kind of scenario happened during the baptism of Christ at Jordan River by John the Baptist. A dove came. The Spirit came in the form of a dove. And then there was a voice during his baptism. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. So these are two events in Jesus' life that are very important, that it is also important for us in our Christian faith. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ's death and burial and resurrection. And the baptism, as you all have learned at some point in your life, the baptism is about our death to our old life, and a new life comes in as we come out of the water or sprinkled with the water. So baptism is a renewal of our life, a transformation. But the transfiguration is also about transformation, but it's more than transformation. It becomes a glorious change in your life. That's basically, we are reminded of the resurrection of our life after death. That is very significant why Jesus told the disciples that do not tell anybody about this, what you have seen, until Christ has been raised from the dead. We all have our faith in Christian theology. We are all Christians. We believe in the resurrection of the dead, as we will be bodily raised from our dead one day, and Jesus Christ will come again, and we will all be in eternity together with our dear ones who have gone before us. That is the greatest hope and the faith that we are founded on. So when we talk about resurrection, Jesus was giving them a foretaste of glory on the mountain to a few disciples who were willing to go and climb the mountain with him. Many times the disciples were tired and they didn't want to go all the way to the mountain again after a whole days of walking and preaching. They probably only very few people wanted to go with him. As it reminds us that also as we continue our journey of faith with Jesus, there are certain times in our life that we have to climb mountains. We like to be in the valleys all the time because everything is peaceful. But there are mountain tops in our lives also that we may have to climb. That's not very easy. There are mountains that come unexpectedly in our lives also. Mountains of grief, mountains of sickness, mountains of burdens and concerns that bother us a lot and give us stress in our lives. But once you go through that mountaintop experience, there is a God who will reveal his glory at the top of there that you have never seen before. So don't be afraid of the mountains, because the mountaintop experiences are mostly very much revealing God's glory and his presence in our lives. So don't be afraid of the mountaintops. Always try to climb the mountains with God's presence there, so you can see a glorious Jesus that you have never seen before. So these three disciples who went up to the mountain, they saw a special Jesus. And then they wanted to stay there. Well, they also saw two other people showed up, that Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. So a witness from the Old Testament, Moses and Elijah, and Peter, James and John, the three disciples who are witnesses from the New Testament. That's what theology teaches us about the witness of Jesus Christ in the middle, who revealed himself as not only the Messiah of the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. And also here he's revealing himself as the sacrificial lamb who is going to die and suffer, just like going through baptism. And then we rise again one day. And the resurrection of Jesus Christ is portrayed through this transfiguration that they saw there that day. It is not only about the resurrection of Jesus Christ or the rising of Jesus Christ from the dead, but also it is about our resurrection, bodily resurrection after death. We will have a glorified body just like Jesus had. A body that will not perish. It will be imperishable. And that's what the scripture teaches us. The glory of resurrection is the very hope and foundation of Christian faith. There are experiences in our lives that change our perception about God and human lives. The transfiguration story has the elements of the elements of the life after death, the resurrection that we are waiting to happen. The appearance of the otherworldly figures in dazzling light, the transformation of Jesus into an equally dazzling figure, a command from a powerful voice from another dimension that they heard. And then they were asked to go down to the valley again. But like Peter told them, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." How about the three other disciples then? They were not a shelter. Peter was always like that. He jumps in and talks about things before everybody else in the group. So Peter was very unique. He jumped into the sea, wanted to walk on water, found himself drowning, right? So Peter was always up in the front, jumping out with answers. And here he's also telling them, Jesus, you need a shelter, and Moses needs a shelter, and Elijah needs a shelter, so I'm going to make three shelters for you. He didn't mention anything about themselves, because they didn't think that they were part of that group. That's not what transfiguration meant. The transfiguration meant that we are also part of the group through Jesus Christ. Not just Moses and Elijah, not just Jesus himself, but the whole world. through Jesus Christ became part of one kingdom. That's why you and I are here worshipping together from various parts of the world, various races and languages, various parts of geographical areas around the world, that we are here today worshipping God together, because the transfiguration of Jesus Christ embodies not only the Old Testament, not only the Jewish customs and traditions, but also the entire world. Whoever believes in Jesus Christ will be joined together in that kingdom of God. So there's also another thing that Jesus told them. Sometimes when we come to church and we see the glory of God and we worship together and have a good time, and especially the last Sunday of the month, we have lunch. So we have a good time together and eat together and fellowship together. And we like to be here together, right? But there's a world out there Jesus wants us to go out to. He said, Peter said, it's good to be here, let us stay here. But that's not what the ministry of Jesus is. He said, there's a valley down there, you have to go down where you came from. So people who are in need, who need healing, people who are in need, who need peace and things in their lives that we can only provide through Jesus Christ and the God's love that they are looking for. So you got to go down to the valley. The ones who have seen the glory on the mountain will never stay there, because they will go down and be witnesses to that glory and serving other people in the valley. That's what the ministry of Jesus Christ is. So in this transfiguration story, the kind of life beyond what is apparent to earthly eyes most of the time, this is something that beyond our earthly eyes can see. It is these two men of the faith, Moses and Elijah, thought to be available for God to send back. God would send them to inform humankind that God's reign was at hand. It is no accident that these two appear with Jesus on the mountain. So in the scripture, when we go deep into the study of the scripture, we know that there will be two witnesses that will show up just before the Christ coming into this world again. And many people, the scholars, are saying that this is Moses and Elijah who will come again before Christ comes and establishes his kingdom to preach and witness for that one event. So there are moments when you see something so clearly that it changes how you handle what comes next. So we are hoping, and our foundation of faith is built upon that very foundation of hope of resurrection. That once the light that we see all of a sudden, today is a gloomy day without sun, but tomorrow we'll have sun again. So just today doesn't mean that the darkness is going to stay forever. The light tells us, tomorrow's light will tell us that the darkness is not permanent. Our life in this world is not permanent. We are all going to die one day, and our life here is very limited. But there is an eternity after this life that God is preparing us for. Peter, James, and John had to be witnesses for this, so that we'll be strengthened in that message, that when they go out to the valleys and preach with boldness, that's what happened. They turned the history of the world upside down. Fishermen, people with no education, they followed Jesus and they saw this glorious Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. They gave their life for that very purpose and sacrificed their life for the sake of the gospel of Christ. So they were not looking for anything else but to see the glory of God on the mountaintop. They did not understand it at that time, but they understood after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God starts here today. That's another story, another lesson that we learn from here. We are not waiting for the kingdom to happen at some future time. The Bible teaches us that the kingdom of God is in your midst. We are part of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God starts here. Our eternal life also starts here. It is not something that starts after our death. Definitely there is eternity after death. We will have a different life after that with Jesus Christ in God's presence. But eternal life happens here. Eternity is a choice that you make. Death is a certainty. We all will die. But eternity is a possibility that you and I have to choose. By receiving God's gift of salvation while we are alive, we are becoming part of that eternal salvation. So it is a choice that you and us, I have to make while living in this world, by accepting Christ in our life as our Lord and Savior. So the eternal kingdom of God already is here because you and I are part of that kingdom. It starts while we are alive here. Eternity starts with the life here today. God sent his only Son to this world so that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life. Eternity is not something that we are waiting for, but we start the eternal life while we are living in this world. Even though we all will die, we will all rise one day. Because Jesus rose from the dead, he gave us victory over sin and death, and death has no dominion or power on us. Just like Paul says in 1 Corinthians, we read like this, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because of Jesus Christ, he came to this world and suffered and died for our sins. Our sins have been cleaned, and we are part of that resurrection process after that because of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Paul states that we all will be transformed one day and will be transfigured one day just like Christ. That is the mystery that Paul talks about in 1 Corinthians. It's a revealed mystery that not all believers will die, but all will be transformed and be changed in an instant. This transformation involves perishable mortal bodies putting on imperishable immortal bodies to inherit the kingdom of God. Transfiguration refers to a revealing of inner glory, not a change of nature. It is most clearly seen in the moment when Jesus Christ is transfigured and shown before them Peter, James, and John, and Moses and Elijah. In short, transfiguration is a revelation that follows the transformation of our life. The disciples never forget what happened on that day, because they keep on referring to that one instance in John's Gospel. When he wrote the Gospel in 1st chapter 14, we read that we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only one. And Peter also says that in his letter, Second Peter chapter 1, we read, we ourselves had seen his glory and heard his voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain. So transfiguration is a glorious event that you and I have part of. We have seen the glory of Christ because we have accepted him in our lives. Then we have a mission to go down and witness to that glory in the valleys. Jesus was transfigured because his divine glory was revealed. We will be transformed during resurrection because our bodies will change from perishable to the unperishable. The distinction makes the transfiguration just a miracle, not only a miracle to admire, but a promise that fulfilled in Christ will also be fulfilled in our lives. That is the greatest hope that we have. So as disciples of Christ, we are all witnesses to that transfiguration and witness the glory of Christ. He's glorified himself just like they saw on the mountain. So let us go out into the world and preach the gospel with the power of resurrection, that others will also be invited to the kingdom of God. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place, that we can be powerful witnesses for the glory of God that we have received in our lives.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my side. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
People of God, just like the disciples saw the glory of God, glorious Jesus Christ on the Mount of Transfiguration, we have seen the glory in our hearts because we have accepted Jesus Christ our Lord. They came down from the mountain changed, not because they understood everything, but because they had seen the glory. As we go from this place, there may be still things that we may not understand, but God is there with us, showing His glory every day. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.